The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we did say at the start of the first worship experience that today is a very, very special Sunday. And I corrected myself by saying every Sunday is a special Sunday, right? Because we get to be in the presence of God. But today we are doing something that we've not done in service before. We're spending the entire time in prayer. Is that something that excites you? Right. So it means that you have enough time engaging with the Lord this morning. And just so that we can all be on the same page, I just want to put out a few dynamics to this prayer and how we're going to pray today. At the start of the series Papi took us on how the world really works, he put up a diagram that is pretty enlightening, a diagram that exposes us and just expands our mind on how prayer works. So he said there are things that are available in God, right, that have the possibility, let's put it out there right now, to be available to men. And of course, there's also the dynamics of how those things for men become available to men, which is through innovation. But that's not what we're focused on today, right? And by innovation, I mean the services, the value you add to other people's life, right, that causes those things to become available. But first, you have to download them from God. And how? What's the mode of downloading them from God? Please, can someone help me there? Come on, I can hear you. Prayer. So the mode of downloading what is available in God, the kingdom of God, to man is through prayer. So prayer is pivotal to everything that we do as individuals and of course as a church. And I saw this quote that I want to share with you. Just also one of the things I want you not to forget to remember as we begin to engage. And it says that you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you believe. So belief is a currency that converts, that takes that thing that's available in God. See, I like that graphic to be up for a bit. That takes what is available in God and gives it to us. It is belief. And I have a scripture to back it up for you. In Mark 11:24, I'll read Mark 11:24. Just hear me. It says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask, is there anybody that's going to ask for something this morning? It says, whatever you ask in the place of prayer, whatever you ask in the place of prayer, what does it say we need to do? We need to what? Believe. Believe that you have received it. I have received it. Say, I have received it. And it will be yours. So you see that belief is an integral part of what we do. And belief is not passive. Belief is active. Belief has a show. Belief has a posture. And I was sharing in the first worship experience that for those of us that have older children, right, or maybe you've heard it before, when they apply to go for schools, especially if they want to go to school abroad, they have two kinds of offer. There's a conditional offer and there's an unconditional offer, right? Unconditional offer means that you don't need to do anything else. You got in the admission, that's it. But conditional offer means that there are certain terms that you need to fulfill for that thing that you want, that course, to become yours. In this case, for us to have the first part, which is ask in place of prayer, there is a condition. What's the condition? Can someone tell me this morning? Believe. Jesus is saying, all you need to do as you have come this morning is believe. And that which you ask will become yours in Jesus' name. I thought someone will actually believe it and say it, amen. So are you willing to pray this morning? That's the question. Are you really willing to pray? The disciples of Jesus went to him. Mark 11, we're going to read from verse 1 to 4. They went to Jesus to ask him, how is it that you pray? What are the protocols to this prayer, this thing called prayer? Because we will not kid ourselves to know that for some of us, we say, does prayer really work? For some other people, you say, you know what, I actually pray. Some of us actually pray. But you've not really seen commensurate result or what you think is commensurate result. So is prayer really working? So these guys went to Jesus. How do we pray so that we can tell that prayer is really working? And this is how Jesus described the protocol to prayer. Luke 11, I'm going to read from verse 1 to 4 in the KJV version. Now it says, now it came to pass as he was praying. Who was praying? Even Jesus was praying, right? As he was praying in a certain place, when he paused, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to do that thing that you were doing just now. Because we know that Jesus, when you pray, things happen, right? Teach us to do that thing. As John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, what should you do? Say, it's right there. When you pray, you say. So meaning when we pray, we don't think. This morning is not a thinking act. We're not thinking. You can think when you get home about the prayer. This morning, we are all active. We are all going to be saying. Because you will have what you say. Say, I will have what I say. I will have what I say. Remember, the clause, Mark 11, is that you must what? Believe it. Believe that you will have what you say. And this is not me talking tough and trying to stir up an emotion. This is me reminding you about what Jesus has told you. The first one, he said, believe. Then he says that you must say. Don't just think. Don't murmur. Don't allow the minutes we will spend to be a passive time for you. You gotta be active and tell yourself that something must shift this morning. Hallelujah. Why do I say something must shift? Because you know what? Yesterday when we were in service, right, there was a confirmation. We were praying certain prayers and then God began to deliver packages unto us. So there's a package on your name with your name on it. Hallelujah. No, you didn't respond like you believed it. I said there's a package with your name on it in Jesus' name. There's a package with your name on it in the mighty name of Jesus. All you got to do is believe it. Remember, it's available in God, right? With prayer, we're going to draw it down to man. And then man to man, we will deploy things. Hallelujah. So it says, this is how we will pray. So that those things will be sealed. It says, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, give praise to God. That's what it's saying. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Meaning there are operations in heaven that has to be available in earth. Heaven is filled with righteousness. There is peace. There is joy. Guess what? One other thing that is almost like a white elephant in the room. There is prosperity in heaven. God wants you to prosper. Not to prosper for just yourself, but to prosper so that other people around you will prosper. So if you came into this place, maybe you are a billionaire. God is saying that you have not even started because your wealth is not for you. Your wealth is to change nations. Hallelujah. So hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is that you are healed. God's will is that you are delivered. God's will is that your marriage is united. God's will is that your children are thriving and they are taking the world for him. God's will is that you go out and you lay your hand on the sick and they get well. Hallelujah. It says your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then I love this part. Maybe you don't love this part. I love the bread part. It says, give us today our daily bread. So what he's saying that yesterday's bread is gone. Yesterday's bread is not for today. So don't be afraid to make requests for your Lord to ask him to bless you. So yesterday's bread is gone. Give me today my daily bread. I think I'm the only one that wants daily bread today. I'm saying, give me today my daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Hallelujah. And it says, forgive us of our sins. For as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. So I ask you again, are you ready to pray? So the first protocol was that we come into is called hallowed be your name. Right? So can we just lift up our hands right now? Just lift up your hands and open up your mind, open up your spirit.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do.
You're praising him. Honor him. Honor him.
Only you can do what no man can do.
Impossible things you do.
What no man can do. Only you are able. That he may. Only you are capable.
Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him.
What no man can do.
Come into your
court
to praise this morning.
What no man can do.
Hey,
carry no way.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. So scripture tells us in Psalm 92, verse 1 to 4. I'm reading the KJV, Psalm 92, 1 to 4. And it says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. That means God loves it when we sing praises. You saw that act that the true worshippers did. That's the one that was acting out the God figure. When they were praising, what happened? He began to dance. The Bible says that he will joy over you, hallelujah. But you got to thank him. You have to delight in him and he will delight in you. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. The Lord will make you glad through his works. Amen. And I will triumph in the work of your hands. So this is the month of November. Why not lift up your voice and just begin to say thank you. Father, I thank you for January. Thank him for March. Thank him for April. Thank him for May. Thank him for June. Thank him for July. Maybe you had a very tough August like me. But here I am standing in full strength, in joy. Know that he can beat me down, but he cannot keep me down. The enemy can beat me down, but he cannot keep me down. Is there anyone grateful? Oh, lift up your voice and say, thank you. I thank you that my skeleton can carry me. I thank you that my breath is in my lungs. I thank you that my eyes can behold your beauty. Oh, thank the Lord that your brain can interpret everything that I'm saying now. Thank the Lord that your ears can hear of his goodness. Thank him, thank him, thank him. He says it's a good thing to give thanks. This is an active ceremony. Not a passive one. We did not leave our homes to come and stand. We came to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for your metabolism that works well. Thank him. Oh, le kayalabo shatayalaba. Maradana mandiasa. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your businesses. Thank him for your career. Thank him for your marriage. Thank him for your relationships. We are grateful. Ole ma yele lele keke so yele lele le rema na 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 matata ta ya da ba 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 li asaya ore katali ma ada yete kamuzanda yele. Oh Lord, you have unsealed my lips, and so I will praise you. Oh malatalana, you have unsealed my lips, so I will praise you. Nothing will keep me silent. Mana kaya da na ma liada rose kete kete lele lele yele lele yete se lele. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Eshe.
You still rise again.
This is your worship prayer.
You still do amazing things. You still do amazing things.
Now your way.
Now your way.
Oh Jesus.
Now your way.
Say you still hear our prayers.
You still hear our prayers.
You still answer when we call.
You still answer when we call.
You always keep your promise.
You always keep your promise.
Now your way.
Now your way. Now your way.
Oh, now your way.
Now your way. Now your way.
You still move in mountains.
Yes. You still move in mountains.
With your great and outstretched hand.
With your great and outstretched hand.
You still do impossible things.
You still do impossible.
Now you're no more without
hope. In your life,
you never lost the battle.
And you have never, never known the fear.
You have never known the fear.
You have handed us your victory.
The name of the Lord. Is there someone here this morning that has received a package? Say hallelujah. And when I say you've received a package, yesterday night when we were praying, Papi said unto us, and it's just so instructive, while we're praying about God delivering things to us, right at his doorstep, a package came for him. I said, God has a package with your name on it, and nothing will stop that package coming from you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 30 verse 8, it says, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And God answered him and said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Hallelujah. And this was David inquiring of the Lord. Papi was sharing with us last night that, shall I mean, it sounds counterintuitive, right? This man had lost things. He had lost physical things. Like, just imagine you went out and you came back and they've swept your house. They're taking your TV. They're taking your radio or your cars and your money in the house. That is understandable. David can say, you know what, I'll go and report it to police. Police do their job. But this time they are taking David's wives. They are taking his children. Things that money could not buy. And David stands there and David says, God, shall I? David, are you crazy? Of course you should go. But that tells us the heart of David. David was saying, God, I will be smack at the center of your will. And Papi was saying to us yesterday that there are certain things that not only pursuit will deliver. It's not pursuit that delivers everything. There are special packages that God wants to give unto you beyond your pursuit. I say God will give it to you in Jesus' name. So I'm going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, put me smack at the center of your will. In the name of Jesus, put me smack at the center of your will. Help me, oh God, to engage as I ought to engage. In the mighty name of Jesus, the wisdom to know when to engage, give unto me. The wisdom to know when to speak. The wisdom to know when to engage. Ask the Lord. There are things you have been pursuing for years now, since the beginning of this year. Ask the Lord to give you the wisdom to know when to engage. When to engage. How to engage. How to show up. In the name of Jesus, you've been praying about a child. Lay your hand on the sick, and it seems like nothing is moving. Ask the Lord, give me the wisdom. Oh, teleba mama tasa, mabragade, to not just continually run. Oh, malasia teke babosa, latalianda masia kakau motoya, redemalianda andia sata, malandeleba asata. Oh, malibo kosiada, redebada gadagadelele siata. You have gone around in circle, going around the same thing. Ask the Lord for the wisdom to engage. Reba bo siata mande, rebebe koma talaha, embredo siata. He says the sons of Issachar, oh, they had an understanding. They knew the cost to take. Malaba shala batalia, meredegedebo siata, mumbo potoliate, redemando siala, rababo shalagada, that I will not be sitting. When I ought to be standing, I will not be standing. When I ought to be sitting, I will not be stagnant. When I ought to be running, I will not be running. When you have said stop, oh God, I am smack at the center of your will. Maladaliaza, for I am connected to heaven and I have the mind of Christ. Maledobo shede, rebo kosiete, manda bababalia, remazeke kole mala, ma branda bo shalalalia, eseketelele baraga. Oh, Malebosiata. Thank you, Lord. Honor and glory we give unto you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Papi was sharing that David had the presence of mind. For someone to be asking, shall I, in that kind of difficult situation. And I love it. And I sat down here earlier and I was thinking to myself, when our sister shared that testimony, she used a reference to a scripture that God gave to me when we're praying the first service. But I didn't hear it when she was sharing it. And it says that the peace of the Lord, right? We should be anxious for nothing. We should be anxious for nothing. But in all things, in thanksgiving, in prayers, with supplication, we should make our request known unto the Lord. Because the peace of the Lord ought to fill this heart, right? David had an amazing peace. And that's why David could pray. Many times, because we are so convoluted, we begin to pray when God is saying, just keep quiet. So David had the presence of mind. So I'm going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, fill me with the presence of mind. So that when you are in that difficult situation, you will not get carried away. Man of Asiata, because it's not by your power. It's not by your might. David could have pursued and not recovered nothing. He could have pursued and recovered nothing. But David inquired of the Lord because he was peaceful enough. He says that David encouraged himself in God. Father, the presence of mind. Oh, because I have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I think like Jesus does. I have the presence of mind. Resele katala babosha. Remamunda koto kosiete. Lebredebo siata rabahaya. Reyaliata santa. Malabo kosianda. I have the presence of mind. I will not be anxious. My decisions will not come from anxiety. Malakoyete tayada. Rabasianda. There's someone that is saying, 11 years have passed. 11 months have passed. I'm waiting on God. I cannot wait anymore. I will do it by myself. Please, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. God is never late. He's a God of the 11th hour. He will show up for you. It showed up for David. You will hear that direction. He said you will hear the word from his mouth. Say, this is my way. Walk in it. When I turn to the left, walk in it. When I turn to the right, Father, your word will not be cast in my ears. In the name of Jesus, I have the presence of mind. Oh, Malatalia, Bosakaya, Lendeleva Shata, Rendamandia Sata, Mosekele Teliata. Father, we give you praise. Honor and glory we give unto you. Honor and glory we give unto the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the name of the Lord. In Daniel 9:22, it says that he instructed me. I'm reading the Amplified Classics right there on the screen. He instructed me and made me understand. Who was Daniel referring to? God, the angel of God. He talked with me. God will come to you in the name of Jesus. God will speak unto your hearing. You will hear him as you ought to hear him. The only reason why Daniel could know who was speaking to him, because he could see him. I say you will see as you ought to see in Jesus' name. He said to him, "Oh Daniel, I am now comfort to give you." Please don't miss that. God didn't just show up. God has comfort to give you. I say your special packages are delivered to you in Jesus' name. God will give you that thing that will change your life. In the name of Jesus. And God gave unto Daniel. He said, I've come to give you the skill and wisdom and understanding. What he was saying to Daniel is that I've come to give you the deep insight to the workings of heaven. Say, man, please put up that graphic again. To know the things that are obtainable in heaven so that you can download them unto men. Hallelujah. So you're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me deep insight to the workings of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see as I ought to see. Open my ears to hear as I ought to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, Malakasia Kabobo Nahada, Rekatalado Shahaha, Umandia Satale, Membranda Zokatala, Elebo Shalababo Kumazanta, Endelemandianda, the skills that are required, the wisdom that is required. The understanding, my Lord and my God, that changes everything for us, your children. In the name of Jesus. Lekebo selemo nanana. Rakabatale adata sane. Mekobatani andelebosha. Morodolelebosa. Letelebobose. Brebokobala kasiazaye. Oh, lelelemayete. Re mama 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 dosa. I receive deep insight. I see as I ought to see. My ears are hearing as they ought to hear. Father, I will not hear strange voices. 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 In the name of Jesus. Malabosiata. Makabota ladaya. I will not be blinded to your operations. Your word will not be scarce in my ears. Molebata ladalandasa. Oh, Malianda. I have deep insight. Oh, kekelelelelelebosiete. Rematala baba kasiata mandia sokaya daele. Retelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel Come on, push it. Push it in the spirit. Oh, yeah, tell them I see attack. Over death, over sin, now your way. Deep cancer that was solving problems. Daniel 2:19, I'm reading from the Message version. Daniel 2:19 says, that night, everybody say, that night, the answer to the mystery, the answer to your mystery has come in Jesus' name. That is one of your packages, the answer to your mystery. The things that have been walking around you, around your family that you did not understand before, the answer to your mystery has come. The answer to the mystery in your workplace has come. How you will solve your boss's problem has come. How you will solve the problem in your marriage has come. How you will solve the problem concerning your relationships. Every time, quarrel, the answer has come. How you will take your finances from where you are. Listen, not pray for finances. We don't pray for finances. We pray for the wisdom to be able to get finances. Because the Bible tells me, Deuteronomy 8:8 is God that gives us the wisdom to create wealth. Hallelujah. I said the answer, that mystery has come in Jesus' name. And he said it was given to who? Given to Daniel. Say, I have received the answer. The mystery is revealed to me. And Daniel went forward and went to solve the king's problem. And what happened? Daniel was bumped up. People that could have been killed, the king said, don't kill them anymore. In the name of Jesus. You're going to say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I access deep mysteries. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak. What would you use that mystery for? That as I step out this week, my Lord and my God, I will solve the problems of my clients. In the mighty name of Jesus, as I step out this week, my Lord, my Father, in this month, my Lord and my God, every mystery, my Lord and my God, around my full restoration that I have not yet grasped, Father, they are revealed to me. The answer comes now. It comes now. It comes now. The answer comes now. The answer comes now. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I inquire of the Lord, the answer comes now. That thing that has made me go around in circles, the answer comes now. Oh, you are the revealer of deep mysteries. You revealed mysteries to Joseph. He solved the problem of Pharaoh and became the prime minister, oh, of Egypt. Father, that power, oh, that came upon Joseph, let it come upon us. I speak over your church in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, receive the ability to interpret deep mysteries in the name of Jesus. Mysteries around that sickness, mysteries around that disease, mysteries around your losses. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The International Children's Bible. Oh, I love children. God gave us something simple so I can understand it like a child. He said that night the answer was given to Daniel, right? The ICB says that God explained it to him. He explained the secret in a vision. God will explain deep things to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will explain the secrets that others cannot hear in Jesus' name. And the people of the Lord say, amen. Amen. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 in the Passion Translation says, cry out to me. I know you have been crying out, but we'll continually cry out until we are done this morning. It says, cry out and I will answer you. I will reveal to you great things, guarded secrets that you never could have known. Daniel could never have known the king's dream. Joseph not only knew Pharaoh's dream, how to interpret it, he knew the solution to Egypt's problem. David knew the solution to Israel's problem. He says, if I take out Goliath, I have become a billionaire. This is what David said. He asked, what would they give them? He said, your family will not pay taxes anymore. David said, okay, oh. God is waiting for you to rise up so that your family can be delivered. So you are going to say, Father, I have access to deep secrets and workings of the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus, Malakasiada Damania. I have access. I, Richard Obama, I have access. Oh, to deep secrets, my Father. Workings of the supernatural. Because you said you will reveal. Oh, Malakana Mashiata Dala and Basiata. Oh, pray. You are praying for your children. You are praying for your family. Monabasiata. What has been taxing you? What has been taxing you? What has held you in a confined space? Malabasiata, eh? Download from heaven. Malakasiata Boza. Molelebo. Rabatani Mandosha. Oh, take him and those the other baba. Oh, see a cababa bandia tata. And the Lemasia Cosette Lele. Rebabo, see a barababa. Anatalia and the Masanta. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Honor and glory we give unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So, second worship experience, you are blessed in Jesus' name. I say you are blessed in Jesus' name. So I really wanted to pray this in the first worship experience, but we're out of time. So are you rushing somewhere? Should we close? Or should we pray? Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, so yesterday while I was preparing for my own slot in the prayer, God took me to the book of Judges 6. And many times when we go there, we are going straight for the guy called Gideon, right? Story of Gideon. Who knows him? Gideon, mighty man. And he showed me the Midianites. So the Midianites had so oppressed Israel, oppressed the people of God, to the point that the people of God were now hiding in caves to make their daily living. I hope you can relate with that. Where you want to thrive, but if you live in Nigeria, of course you're in Nigeria, does it not look like we're hiding in caves? Where you know you can thrive better, but they come and they everything that you have. When my first son was born, when I go to the United Kingdom, I take 1 million naira and I have 4,000 pounds. I can't even buy 1,000 pounds with that amount of money. Does this sound like Midian? It doesn't sound like your Midian. It sounds like my Midian. They take everything the Israelites sow. Before it comes to fruit, they take it. They oppress them, take their cattle. To the point they began to hide. So Midian represented oppression. Midian represented anxiety. Midian represented fear. Fear was palpable in the land. That's why they would go and hide to sow. Midian represented frustration. And in some cases, depression. But God, the Bible tells us in verse 6 that they cried out to God. They cried out. He said, Israel was so severely weakened. Have you been weakened even by your government? He said that the Israelites, they cried to God for help. God will help us in Jesus' name. I said, God will help us in Jesus' name. Is help available in heaven? We are bringing it down by prayer. He said they cried out to God for help. And the Bible tells me that when it gets to verse 12, that God came up as help to have a conversation with a man. The man's name was Gideon. My name is Richard. But I know that that's not the name God calls me in heaven. So what am I saying to you? There's a name that God calls you in heaven, and the name is tied to your victory. See, I mean, take us to that scripture. He said that when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. God is saying that you have put you here for purpose to begin to solve your problems. You will solve your problem. You will change your own story. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then Gideon began to engage. So you are going to pray and declare. I don't know how you want to pray it. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, evident in speaking in tongues, I want you to pray in the Spirit. But what you are saying is that everything that has limited you, that represents Midian around us, that the Lord will break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Break it, Lord. Break it. Everything that represents Midian, Malabashata, everything that's causing me to play small, Ramanova Chatakaliaza, let it tell every oppression, every spirit of anxiety, I break you right now. In the name of Jesus, I break you over the life of my wife. I break you over the life of my children. I break you in the name of Jesus. I speak against every spirit of Midian over the people of God. You are broken in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of oppression, every spirit of suppression, every spirit of frustration, oh, lekelemana, rabba kamandiasa, every poverty stricken spirit, manadaliana, even though others may cry about a casting down, a story. Because it's available in heaven, and now your way is that I am lifted. Oh, leketalala, a standard is lifted for me and my family. Maladabashiata, radabalagada, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, malabashiata, break it, malabashiata. Gideon had to break the altars in his father's house. Break those altars now. Attack that altar. Malagayedebosha, every altar in my father's house, in my mother's house, speaking against me, I break you in the name of Jesus.
Engadabo Shata, Eliada, Maradosa, Endegede, every altar crying out for the blood of my children. I break you in the name of Jesus. Every altar of poverty, poverty has been weaponized in this community. We break it. We break it. We break it. Marabo Shata, mighty warriors, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Ole malelele, I arise, I arise. Now your way, you lift the weak, you lift the weak. Malaba Shata, Father, I am weak. Help me, oh God. Etari Jimmy, Baba. Oh, my back, baby, oh. Oh, etelegedegede. Oh, Malaba Shata. Asatalema, Magba baby, oh, oh, Salabayata, eh, in the name of Jesus, Manababo Siata, Menele Siete, Rababa Siata, Resete Telemana. Ah, it's broken. It's broken. It's broken. The packages are delivered. It's broken. The packages are delivered. Mighty warrior, it's broken. The packages are delivered. In the name of Jesus, we believe it, Lord. Masekaya do shata. Psalm 44, verse 3. Psalm 44, verse 3. Psalm 44, verse 3 tells us that everything God has spoken over us in this year of restoration, we will not achieve it by our own arm, but it's by God's strong hand, by his mighty arm, by the countenance of his face. Everything that he has promised through his servant Olufemune, he will release unto us in Jesus' name. So I'm going to say, Father, in this 11 month, everything that you have spoken, I receive in Jesus' name. Begin to receive it. Everything that has been spoken over your family, in the name of Jesus, I receive it. I believe it, Lord. Ah, hala hasaya. Erebobo koyetelia. Remadala baba. Lord, remember me. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O God. Oh, remember me. Remember your son, Olufemune. Everything that you have spoken over his life, spoken over his marriage, spoken over his family, spoken over his ministry. Remember him, O God. Remember us as a people as we come into another season of waiting. Father, everything in the 11th month, because you are the God of the 11th hour. You are never late. Remember us. Oh, by the countenance of your face, because you love us, because you love me. Malabashata yada, rekosele mata yada baha. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a direction and be my final assignment this morning. There's a song that came into my spirit as we're praying. Orebi Jesu. You will not forget me. Hallelujah. That song is our prayer. It's our prayer. So as the choir helps us with that song, there's something that you don't want God to forget, right? You're going to take it to God. He will not forget you. There's something you want him to remember, right? You are saying, God, open up your book of remembrance unto me. Open up your book of remembrance unto me. I don't know what you came with. I don't know what you came with. So choir will help us. That thing, you are crying out for a child. Don't forget me, Lord. You're crying out. They said I'm barren. God, don't forget me. You said my business is failing. God, don't forget me. They want to fire me from my job, Lord. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Whatever it is, you're crying out to God this morning, and he will not forget you in Jesus' name.
Hey, Hallelujah. I am deeply convinced inside my heart that for every prayer that we have offered this evening, that God, because He is a true friend that never forgets us, He will attend to every one of us. He will attend to every prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I am also convinced that every one of us here, Jesus wants to be our friend. But you see, friendship has to be reciprocal for it to be useful, for it to make sense, for it to be worth it. So even though Jesus wants to be your friend, you also have to accept Him. So I want to give us an opportunity. Perhaps you are here. You are not saved. You are not born again. This is the perfect opportunity for you to open your hearts to receive Him and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And you will see how your life will begin to move differently from today on. Or perhaps you've been born again, but you know that you have backslid. This is also an opportunity for restoration. This year is our year of restoration. Maybe today is your own day of restoration. Take advantage of it. Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful. Father, we thank You. We are grateful. We bless Your name. We thank You from the bottom of our hearts. Father, we pray for those that are accepting You right now, that Lord, You will lay Your hands upon them. We pray in the name of Jesus that from today, because of the decision that they are making right now, their lives will be transformed for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus, You have said in Your word that no one comes to the Father except the Father draws them near. You, Lord, will draw these ones nearer to You. They will remain rooted in You. They will begin to bear fruit for You. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for every one of us that are here today, we've been praying. We've been crying out unto You. We have the assurance that You have heard us. And we know that You are a good God. Because You have heard us, You will attend to us. Father, for this we say thank You. Take all the glory. Take all honor. We will come back in a very short time, full of testimonies. Honor and glory we give unto You, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus and shout a big hallelujah. Glory be to God.